Braylon, I want to go back to that game-winning point. Do you remember what kind of emotions you felt or what you were thinking as the final point happens and you guys defeat Panama to win the New York State Championship?
It was a really long rally, and I feel like all of us were kind of like, this is happening, like, this is real. And as soon as that ball went down, we were just so happy.
When you look back at how you competed against teams within the postseason and going unbeaten in pool play and then sweeping through Panama, I mean, did you ever expect to have that kind of dominance against teams in the state tournament?
I mean, when we first got there, we were all kind of not sure how it was going to go. And then as soon as we started playing, we realized, like, this is what we've been working so hard for. Then we just went for it, and I think we all knew that if we worked for it and put our heads towards what we wanted, we would get there.
You mentioned some of the uncertainty that you kind of felt heading into the state tournament. Was some of that nerves, too?
A lot of it was, especially since lots of us haven't experienced this before, and it was a first time for all of us. And we really wanted to, like, especially with our seniors, we wanted to get this far and get the state title.
Well, at what point can you pinpoint a time or a moment where you kind of felt at ease and maybe a little bit more comfortable? Was there a specific time that you remember, all right, we've got this, we're feeling good, we're not necessarily nervous anymore?
I really think it was the first game, or maybe the second game in the first day of the tournament play. We really settled in, and we knew what our roles were, and then we just went after it and played our game.
Braylon Hornick, our guest here on BTL. She's our Fueling Excellence High School Athlete of the Week, powered by Cayuga Health. She was named MVP of the New York State Class D Volleyball Tournament as the Indians claimed the crown and finished the season undefeated. I want to go back to that Panama game one more time, because on paper, I noticed that they had a couple of really, really tall players on that team. How were you able to mark them down and really key on them? I mean, was that part of the game plan to try and keep them out of their game plan to help you guys come away with a victory?
Oh, definitely. We were working on our middles did an amazing job at getting their hands up and getting blocks. And then our defense was solid, and they got up a lot of their hard hits. It was really impressive, actually. Our defense just got under it, and we were sure that we were going to get it back.
I'm kind of curious how much pressure maybe you felt this season as you started racking up the wins, because to have an undefeated season is really, really wild and really, really hard to do. Did you guys ever feel pressured, knowing that maybe there was a little bit of a target on your back for teams to be the first win against you?
I think there definitely was, especially coming off of last year, our loss in the sectional round robin. We really wanted to, like, prove that we could do it again. And I think we really wanted to, like, hold up and go even further than last year. And we knew there was a target on our back, which actually, I think, pushed us harder in practices. We just wanted to be the best we could be.
Braylon Hornick, our guest here on BTL from the Cander Volleyball Team, our Fueling Excellence High School Athlete of the Week, powered by Cayuga Health. We were talking a little bit before we came on the air, but I want you to mention to the audience what the reception was like and what the return home was like for you and your teammates as you came back to Cander.
It was amazing. We felt so much support. And even through the entire season, the whole town and school was behind our backs. And coming home to that, it was just so heartwarming. And we just were so loved by everyone. It was amazing.
And Braylon, you obviously return for another season, but you send, as you mentioned a little bit while ago, you send some of your seniors out in style, really. How memorable is that for you and the rest of your teammates, and how much are you looking forward to next season already?
We were actually talking about this earlier. We're really excited for next season, and it's definitely going to be a change because, personally, I've been playing with the seniors for a good, like, 4 or 5 years, and we've grown such a close connection, and it's going to be hard, but I think it's going to be amazing next season.
All right, Braylon, before we let you run, we like to do what's called our Fueling Excellence Fast Five, where we give you five random questions to get to know you a little bit more and dive a little bit deeper into your personality. You ready for them?
Yeah.
It's time for the Fueling Excellence Fast Five.
All right, let's have some fun with these. First question for you. What is your all-time favorite movie?
Footloose.
Footloose, nice. Good choice. Not bad. Second question for you. Who is an artist or a band or maybe even a song that pops up or that pops up on your playlist and you immediately skip to the next song? Who is somebody or an artist or a band that you dislike?
This is hard. Queen.
You don't like Queen?
No.
Oh, no. This conversation's over with. We're done. What don't you like about Queen? Just like the style and everything like that?
Well, I used to like them a lot, but then my parents listened to it so much, so I just kind of got sick of it.
Way to go, Mom and Dad. Jeez.
I know.
Third question for you. What is a hidden talent that you have?
I actually really like to sing. And usually I don't really sing around people and I goof off, but yeah, I like to sing.
That, nice. Fourth question for you. Who is your funniest teammate?
Oh, this is hard. I'd have to say it's between one of my middles, Sayla Ray, and then one of my defensive specialists, AJ Kirkendall. They're both just so goofy and they make everyone laugh all the time.
That's cool. And final and fifth question for you, Braylon. What is the best part of being a student athlete down at Cantor?
I think it'd have to be the people. The people are just amazing and they've got your back no matter what.
That's great. Hey, Braylon, congratulations for being our Athlete of the Week. Congratulations for being an MVP at the state tournament and for being a New York State champion. We're so happy for you.
Thank you so much.